And today we're going to complete RAW session 70. This was originally received September 9, 1981, re-listened version. There's big typhoon rain behind me. It's the background music for today. And hopefully there won't be an electrical failure. But last time we went through some discussion about psychic attack and Don questioning Ra about what would happen if Carla had followed the Orion 5D negative entity mistakenly while out of body unprotected, and how her higher self or the higher self level would ultimately need to facilitate her reincarnation or reincarnation in 5D negative space-time. So there are higher dimensional realms or planets associated with higher dimensional life that would be considered polarized, energetically polarized or segregated for those on the positive path and those on the negative path. So there's 5D negative and there's 5D positive. In sixth density, that polarity goes away. And in second density, with the animals, they don't have that. We ended last time at 70-14, Don asking about the higher self reluctance, which a word Ra used, the reluctance of Carla's higher self to facilitate her incarnation into 5D negative space-time, as the normal transit is not time-space to space-time. It's the disincarnate to the incarnate, before birth and after death, from like the astral plane to the physical. But the guide for the between incarnational phase, the phase of being or life experience between incarnations being time-space, the guide for that is higher self. And that's where you get the form-maker body, sixth density, sixth chakra, indigo ray energy field. Form-maker body is that energy field or function of higher self that configures or allows incarnation to the suitable body in space-time. So, we'll go to the new material here, 70-15, and Don sidesteps the discussion of higher self and negative time-space going to space-time, and says, I think I'm to try and clear up this point. I'm going to ask a few questions that are related and will possibly enable me to understand this better, because I'm really confused about this, and I think it's a very important point in understanding the creation and the creator in general, you might say. If a wanderer, like Carla, of fourth or fifth or sixth density dies from this third density state in which we presently find ourselves, does he then find himself in third density time-space after death? That's a great basic question. What happens after death? Where do you go in terms of this this system Ra's offering? Ra said, this will depend upon the plan which has been approved by the Council of Nine, it's Council of Saturn. Some wanderers offer themselves for but one incarnation, while others offer themselves for varying lengths of your time, up to and including the last two cycles of 25,000 years. If the agreed-upon mission is complete, the wanderer's mind-body-spirit complex will go to the home vibration. And so, interestingly, Ra didn't give the most direct answer. So, then, there are two aspects to what I would call a proper answer. If a wanderer or when a wanderer dies, wanderers being from fourth and fifth and sixth density, generally positively oriented groups, or nearly always, when wanderers die from 3D physical or 3D space-time, from what Ra said and from what we know, yeah, of course they find themselves in 3D time-space. That's where you go. That's the after-death plane. Subplane, you can say, 3.4, 3.5, 6, and 7, the non-physical third-dimensional planes. Yes, but in terms of where they go in the long run, it depends on the incarnational plan and their karma and all sorts of other things. And that's what Ra's referring to, where they ultimately go after going to the astral plane, 3D time-space. And Ra said it depends on the plan, so we should understand that Wanderer's life on Earth is not simply our own choice. It's certainly not a forced matter, as some unhappy Wanderers feel, I hate being here, and there must have been some terrible mistake, or I'm being punished for being here, or I'm being punished by being here, by this incarnation is a punishment to me. That's not the case generally, although there are karmic issues. I mean, Wanderers may need to be in third density for a certain karmic balancing and wish they weren't. But in general, how long the Wanderers' entrance to the human 3D incarnational cycle, meaning multiple lifetimes here, is a decision made by multiple groups, made by Council of Saturn, ultimately, in terms of the number of souls and which souls incarnate or are allowed to come into 3D physical at any one time or any one stage of human evolution, and the Wanderer's home group, and the Wanderer themselves, and the higher self of the Wanderer, and the collective oversoul of their group. Even a sixth density group would have a collective oversoul or higher self that is, maybe you could say, akin to the social memory complex of the unified group. So there are multiple actors involved in the plan which has been approved by the Council of Nine. Then, in general, some Wanderers, and I would think that many Wanderers today are here on Earth and haven't been here that long. So some, Ra said at the low end, obviously, offer themselves and choose to come by plan for only a single incarnation. Others have been here, Ra said, up to and including the last two cycles, meaning some Wanderers, not many actually, very few, have been here since the Martian transfer. These are the really long contract folks. More so, Wanderers have come in during Atlantis, perhaps 10 to 15,000 years ago. More so, Wanderers have come in from Egypt and the time around Yeshua, or Gautama, and the Hindu, the flourishing of Hindu teaching in the 2,500 years ago. More so, Wanderers have come in the last 2,000 years. So the greater number of Wanderers have been here for the last few hundred years since the Industrial Revolution. A lesser amount have been here for 2,000 or 3,000 years, and a smaller amount, I would imagine, have been here since Atlantis and early Lemuria. Then, if the agreed-upon mission is complete, which is assessed in relation to karmic load, if the Wanderer achieved great karmic load, which Don will question next, or later, then the mission is not considered complete. The prior planned incarnational sequence is complete, meaning, maybe, the Wanderer agreed, I will come in around the time of Yeshua and be a shepherd in Jordan, or I will be a man, I'll be a woman, in the periphery of, the Galilee, in the lands around the Galilee. I was born to, a carpenter, or I was born to a trader, and then leave at dimensional shift in the 21st century. That sequence may be complete, But if the wanderer accumulated some heavy karmic load, then they won't necessarily go to the home vibration yet. 7016, Don said, you say that. Have there been any wanderers on this planet for the past 50,000 years? Since, mid-Lemurian times? Ra said, there have been a few. There have been many more, which chose to join this last cycle of 25,000 years, and many, many more, which have come for the harvest. So, as I said, the greater number are those who've come for the harvest in the last few hundred years, particularly since the Industrial Revolution. Less than that, or fewer than that, you have wanderers who've been here in the last 25,000 years. I don't know how many wanderers came during the Dark Ages, but in the few centuries after Yeshua, there was an inflow. Likewise, there was an inflow, particularly 500 BC, 500 BCE, in India, in Greece, in China, in the Middle East. There was an influx 1500 BCE, before Common Era, BC, before Christ, 3500 years ago with Akhenaten and Near Eastern activity, Egyptian. There was an influx, before the end of Atlantis, 11,000, 12,000 years ago, too. I just watched the movie Conan the Barbarian last night. What a strange movie. But very very authentic. And it basically is pegged in the time period after the fall of Atlantis, but before the rise of Mesopotamian civilizations and the earliest recorded history, like in northern India, Pakistan, Mohenjo-Daro, and all that. So before Harappa, Mohenjo-Daro, and the Mesopotamian crescent and all of that that happened, 6,000 years ago, 8,000 years ago? Between that time of 6,000 BC to 10,000 BC, that's when Conan the Barbarian occurred. Very strange, and kind of accurate, actually, because there was a very, the barrier between the physical and the astral was thinner then, in some ways, because humans were more instinctual. A very strange movie. Anyway, the majority of the wanderers came more recently. 7017. Don clarifies and says, now here is the point of my confusion. If, after physical death, a wanderer would return to his home planet, shall I say, why cannot the same entity be extracted from negative time-space to the home planet rather than incarnating in negative space-time? So he's still trying to get a sense of why Carla couldn't have been extracted from negative time-space, 5D negative, back to her home 6D positive home planet, after this mistaken following of the negative entity in the psychic attack ongoing now, or while she was unprotected calling for Ra. Why, if wanderers can go back to the home planet after death, why is it that Carla, as a wanderer, wouldn't be able to do the same after that misplacement to 5D negative time space? And the point is that it's a very special case, what's happening with the Ra contact, and in the situation if she had been kidnapped that way. Ra said, as we stated, the position in negative time-space, of which we previously were speaking, is that position which is pre-incarnative. After the death of the physical complex in yellow ray activation, the mind-body-spirit complex moves to a far different portion of time-space, in which the indigo body, six-ray body, will allow much healing and review to take place before any movement is made towards another incarnative experience. I perceive a basic miscalculation upon your part, in that time-space is no more homogeneous than space-time. It is as complex and complete a system of illusions, dances, and pattern as is space-time, and has as structured a system of what you may call natural laws. Actually, again, it seems to me that Ra didn't actually grasp the baton of the particular confusion, point of confusion Don says he had or expressed in his question. Don is really asking if a wanderer after contract, after death, may go into time-space astral plane and then go home, why Carla, having mistakenly followed the negative entity to negative to time-space also, but in this case upper 5D time-space likely, why couldn't she just do the same? Ra, for some reason, is actually addressing an allied or related point. Ra is simply explaining the transit or the sequence that occurs after death from the physical, and the relationship between the nature of the stages of the after-death process and the nature of time-space overall. That's not what Don's asking. He's asking why would a wanderer, if a wanderer could go home after death or after the cycle or their plan is complete, why couldn't she? And Ra is saying what's happening after death is that for her, well, what's happening, what would occur in her case would be that she would be then in negative time space, 5D negative time space, because that's, she's going time space, 3D time space to 5D time space. Then what? Ra said the sequence normally, always, is time space to space time. Okay? Non-physical to leading to physical incarnation. So, time space in general, always, is pre and post incarnative. Before the incarnation, after the incarnation, one is in time space. In the case of Carla moving herself or being lured to negative time space, 5D negative time space, she would simply, reincarnate the normal way into 5D space time. Okay? But in general, after death, what is, and Ra explains very concisely or in a very interesting way, just in the middle of the sentence, another way of looking at what we call death. He's dead. Oh, he's dead. No, metaphysically, more properly, that could be called death of the physical complex in yellow ray activation. There's the physical complex in higher ray activation, and there's higher ray activation of bodies that continues after the physical complex of yellow ray activated physical complex falls to the dirt. So he didn't die, the being doesn't die, beingness doesn't die, simply a particular activation of physical complex. What happens after death is that the yellow ray space-time activation ends, and a yellow ray time-space or astral body activation begins, or is assumed, or is begins in a sense that a little bit different than during the incarnation, or the higher aspect of physical complex yellow ray activation. The higher aspect of that yellow ray is the astral body. The astral body could be called a higher form of physical complex yellow ray activation. Okay, because you have physical, mental, spirit, three complexes. The activation of physical is during incarnation both yellow ray physical and yellow ray non-physical. After death, the yellow ray activation that's associated with biological compound, the physical material body, that's over. But the astral activation of yellow ray or astral yellow ray activation of the physical continues. Okay? It's actually like that. Sorry, it sounds very convoluted, but it's that complicated when you want to get into the metaphysics of seven bodies and incarnation, the pre and post incarnational phases as it relates to bodies activation. what happens then after death, and this is something to remember about what happens after death, and the overall mind-body-spirit complex goes to a far different portion of time-space, the sixth density time-space, associated with indigo body, sixth ray body, form-maker body, higher self energy field, or the sixth energy field, for healing and review. So after death, there's healing, review, and preparation for the next incarnation. The healing and the review are very much associated with resting in the form-maker body. That is the movement to, quote, far different portion of time-space. That resting in the indigo body, resting in the form-maker body, is the higher self-guided healing and review. Now, Howard Storm, after he called for divine assistance and was granted and was pulled out of a hell realm in the story, or his NDE, experienced healing and review. Did he go into a different portion of time-space? I don't know. He did approach a sun, but this movement to the formmaker body, to the sixth ray time-space, as opposed to third ray time-space, sixth dimension time-space being far different than third dimension time-space, that movement is not a physical movement. It's a movement in mind. In time-space, the entity is apparently fixed in space but free in time. So the movement to that higher dimensional body or condition is a change in mind, not necessarily moving physically. So it's that complicated. And then that move in mind for healing and review then leads to preparation for the next incarnation, leads to what Ra calls movement made towards another incarnative experience. And that's moving out of the pre-incarnative to the next life, physical life. And then, of course, Ra is saying time-space is no more homogeneous than space-time, meaning there are countless realms, sub-realms, and dimensionalities associated with what's called time-space. It's basically everything that's non... As far as I know, time-space is a catch-all phrase, not only for 3D time-space, but all dimensional realms, time-space, that's invisible to us. And Ra said, it's as complete and complex a system of illusions, dances, and patterns as space-time, so it's complicated. There's lots of places it's structured. Don pulls out of that whole discussion and goes to something more parochial, 7018, saying, I'll ask this question to inform me a little bit about what you just stated. When you came to this planet in craft 18,000 and 11,000 years ago, these craft have been called by, I believe, Bell craft or bell-shaped craft, were photographed by George Adamski. If I'm correct, these craft looked somewhat like a bell. They had portholes around the upper portions. They had three hemispheres at 120 degrees apart underneath. Is it correct? It's correct. Were they constructed in time-space or space-time? And so Don's trying to get a sense of, well, let's analyze Ra's movement here in the parameters of time-space, space-time to see what's really happening and how he can understand those two phases of experience better. Ra 7019 said, we ask your persistent patience, for our answer must be complex. And then in brackets a little bit, a construct of thought was formed in time-space. This portion of time-space is that which approaches the speed of light. In time-space, at this approach, the conditions are such that time becomes infinite and mass ceases, so that one is able to skim the, shall we say, boundary strength of this time-space, or one who is able to, the one which is able to skim the boundary strength of this time-space is able to become placed where it will, meaning go to another dimensionality. When we were when we were where we wish to be, we then clothed the construct of light with that which would appear as the crystal belt. This was formed through the boundary into space-time. Thus, there were two constructs, the time-space or immaterial construct and the space-time or materialized construct. So, time-space is immaterial, non-physical. Space-time is physical material or materialized from time-space. There were two constructs. They obviously formed it first from sixth density time-space, it appears. This portion of time-space, which is what, 6D time-space? I don't know. This portion, so it's some portion of time-space. It approaches the speed of light. How can a portion approach the speed of light? What's what? Is the vibration is vibrating so fast? I don't know. Something like that. At that approach, in that particular portion of time-space, time becomes infinite, which means they can project to any time realm or any time period. Mass ceases, so that it's all thought. It's a supraluminal consciousness-only dimension, and has certain power available. So one can there skim the boundary strength of this time-space and go where you want, become placed where it will. So they could think their travel. It's not a physical travel. It's simply a placement by mind and intention, making use of the power available at that dimensionality of time-space. They then they clothe their construct of light. Light is a concept, and they, within using the concept of light, they used it, made a construct or a thought form. And the thought form was that they would then manifest, appear as a crystal bell craft, and then move through the boundary to space-time. Was there a reason for the particular shape you chose? In particular, a reason for the three hemispheres on the bottom? Don asked at 7020. Ra said, it seemed an aesthetically pleasing form, so they liked the form, and one well suited to those limited uses which we must needs make of your space-time motivating requirements. So they liked how it looked. It was harmonious and proportional, and it was well suited by its geometry and that arrangement for the limited uses of it they needed, which mainly were propulsion, motivating requirements for motivation, to make motive, to make mobile, to make movement, to move, to do transport by propulsion. So it had those functions. Don goes on, was there a principle of motivation, meaning a propulsion principle, contained within the three hemispheres on the bottom, or were they just aesthetic, or were they landing gear? Ra really said that they were both propulsive or motivation based, you know, facilitating motivation, motive, mobile, transport, movement, and aesthetic. Ra said these were aesthetic and part of a system of propulsion. These hemispheres were not landing gear. Okay. Don, realizing that he's gotten into transient information, although it's interesting, 7022 says, I am sorry to ask such stupid questions, but I am trying to determine something about space-time, time-space, and you might say this very difficult area of the mechanism of evolution. I think it is central to the understanding of our evolution. However, I'm not sure of this, and I may be wasting my time. Could Ra comment on whether I'm wasting my time in this particular chuckles investigation, or whether it would be fruitful? So he had a good, he could laugh at himself a bit, and wasn't harshly self-critical here, but wondered, am I wasting my time? Because he's really trying to understand about cosmology, the cosmological structure of the seven-dimensional octaves being divided between time-space and space-time, and how that seven-dimensional structure is an aspect of soul evolution from the human back to higher self and beyond, and how it would apply to Carla's case, how it applies to wanderers after death, how it applies to beings coming in and going out of incarnation. It's a very serious line of inquiry. Ra said, since the concepts of space-time, or physics, and time-space, or metaphysics, are mechanical, they're not central to the spiritual evolution of the mind-body-spirit complex. The study of love and light is far more productive in its motion towards unity in those entities pondering such concepts. However, this material is, shall we say, of some small interest and is harmless. It's not of great interest in light of the greater work of soul of our being here, being soul evolution. So, it's not harmful. There is some interest and value. There is some small interest. It's of interest, meaning what? It's somewhat interesting to Ra. It's somewhat interesting, I guess, to Ra. It is of some use, actually, to an understanding of soul evolution, because it's the cosmological structure, the structure of the octave, of the seven-dimensional system in which soul evolution occurs. So it's the relationship between physics and metaphysics, or the metaphysics of multidimensional evolution, with an emphasis on the nature of dimensionalities. That's not central. However, it's peripherally important. It's not central to spiritual evolution of mind-body-spirit complex. What is central? What is central to soul evolution or spiritual evolution of mind-body-spirit complex? What's central is study of love and light. Because it's more productive. It yields more in terms of motion towards unity, meaning soul evolution, transformation of the seven rays, seven chakras, transformation of consciousness and perception, transformation of our being to unity, the original desire that is that entities seek and become one. So the study of love and light is far more productive, and we shouldn't forget that. 7023 is a very long question that actually Ra, in their answer to 7023, says there's much in this line of questioning which is somewhat muddled, and I can read it, bearing in mind that Ra considered much in Don's question to be somewhat muddled, which is understandable because it's very difficult to get clear, with these very subtle concepts. And Don explains at 7023, he says, I was asking these questions primarily to understand or to build a base for an attempt to get a little bit of enlightenment on the way that time-space and space-time is related to the evolution of the mind-body-spirit complex, so that I could better understand the techniques, you might say, of that evolution. For instance, Ra stated that, quote, the potential difference may be released and polarities changed after an entity has learned, taught the lessons of love of self, if the entity is a positive entity that has found itself in negative time-space and then had to incarnate in negative space-time. That's Carla's, that's what would have happened to Carla. That's talking about the consequences of Carla's mistaken following of the Orion entity to negative 5D negative space time-space, or had she gone with that entity while in an unprotected state, such as calling Rod without outside the channeling framework, the framework of these sessions. That's exactly, Don is just explaining or repeating what Ra said that would happen to Carla going from, being killed or the body unviable, going to time-space, then higher dimensional negative time-space, then having to incarnate, then having to learn these lessons of love of self, meaning to achieve power up to the level of the incarnation according to the negative path, which she's not native to. And then, you know, by long-term incarnation in negative space-time and learning to be a negative entity. Don goes on, and what I was trying to do was build a base for attempting to understand, or at least get a slight understanding of what you meant by the statement that potential difference may be released and polarities changed up after the above step. I'm very interested in knowing why it is necessary to, if placed in a negative time-space, why it's necessary to incarnate in negative space-time and learn, teach, love of self, and develop, say, I guess, a sixth-density level of polarity before you can release the potential difference. I'm trying to build a little foothold or platform from which to make that more apparent. Could you speak on that subject, please? There are two things going on. There's what would happen to Carla, and there's the normal progression of entities pre-incarnative in time-space to incarnative space-time to post-incarnative time-space again. So soul evolution proceeds by experience or healing review preparation in time-space immaterial to incarnative experience in space-time materiality to post-incarnational death, and then healing review preparation again in time-space. And then in Carla's case, which is a special case, not affected somewhat by being a wanderer, which is why she would end up in Hopper 5D negative, but in her case, having to incarnate, having a higher self reluctantly or eventually, form making for her incarnation into the corresponding space-time realm of where she mistakenly went, would then, by multiple incarnations in space-time, in upper 5D negative or wherever, have to achieve a certain power or light quotient to then release this potential difference between the power associated with 5D negative, upper 5D negative, and the power that's associated, the same power that is associated with 5D positive of the same level, and then transfer to the positive path and go out that way. This is just the necessary work that she'd have to do by the normal process of incarnation, in this case in upper 5D negative, that would be occasioned or required by her mistaken following of an entity of that level, and in association with her being a wanderer, being of native power, or power native to that upper dimension. So it's a little complicated, but it's we can work with it. Ross said again, with the answer, he's answering the same question many times because Don keeps asking it. 7023, Ross said, the entity which incarnates into negative space-time will not find it possible to maintain any significant positive polarity, as negativity, when pure, is a type of gravity well, shall we say, pulling all into it. Thus the entity, while remembering its learned and preferred polarity, serves the other, positive, must needs make use of the catalyst given in 5D negative, and recapitulate the lessons of service to self in order to build up enough polarity, in order to cause the potential to occur for reversal. And again, Ross said, there's much in this line of questioning which is somewhat muddled. May we at this point, allow the questioner to rephrase the question or to turn the direction of the query more towards that which is the heart of its concern. So, Ra explained in more detail here that after higher self reluctantly form makes her negative space-time body and she incarnates, or makes the basis of her appropriate, what, upper 5D negative space-time energy form body in that dimensionality she won't find it possible to maintain any significant positive polarity because of the purity of the negativity of the beings and the dimensionality into which she's incarnated. Negativity can be pure, positivity can be pure. So people who are highly negatively oriented are purely negative, or manifest the purity of negativity. Purity in this case means unalloyed, uncompounded, non-complex, homogeneous, non-conflicted, uniform, homogeneous, unified, uniform, highly organized, non-distorted, or a high coordination of negativity, of distortion, really. There's a high degree of polarization, possible positive and negative, that can be called pure polarization or purity of polarization. So there is high, you know, what could be called pure negative polarization, negativity in upper 5D negative. Likewise, if you meet a super evil human being, they are like a gravity well. I've met some, and they're like a black hole. They don't smile unless it's associated with gaining power and robbing others of some energy in some way. They don't speak unless it's associated with a victory and dominance, showing dominance or leading to victory of some sort. They don't smile, they don't talk, they don't do this, they don't do that, they don't turn their head, even, unless it's associated with gaining victory and dominance over the servant. So they are like a black hole, and that's their way. So she couldn't have maintained significant positive polarity in the necessary incarnation in upper 5D negative spacetime. Then what she needed to do was remember, so while remembering its learned and preferred polarity, meaning she would know, I'm a late sixth density wanderer who totally screwed up in my incarnation as Carla Ruckert and followed this negative entity here, and now I've got to reincarnate from here on, or make use of the catalyst or the experience of being in that dimensionality, and then recapitulate lessons of service to self, or develop power sufficient to the level of that incarnation, to the develop, you could say, internal power or intensity of light within the mind-body-spirit complex, equivalent to, comparable to, the degree of light of the negative dimensionality. So there's the environment being upper 5D negative. Then there's her mind-body-spirit complex quotient of light or degree of light power that wasn't equal to the power or light of the dimensionality and would have to be developed by using the catalyst of living multiple incarnations there, then recapitulating these lessons of service to self, learning all the way up to that level along the negative path to build up enough polarity. It's a building up, actually, enough of light, power, contact with intelligent infinity, or access to intelligent energy within the mind-body-spirit complex at that dimensionality, that access to intelligent energy or degree of being light-filled is itself the building up of polarity, or establishes polarity that then would be would be necessary to cause the potential for reversal to occur. The potential for reversal means changing path. That can only be done if she had developed the native power of that dimensionality, upper 5D negative, by using the catalyst of multiple reincarnations up there. So it's really quite disastrous, but it'll all end okay, Ross said. But it's really quite a tragedy for her to end up there. Finally, 7024, last exchange. Don says, "I will at the next session, then attempt to turn more toward the heart of questioning. I was attempting in this session to get at a point that I thought was central to the evolution of spirit, but I seem to have gone awry. I'm sorry for that. It is sometimes very, very difficult for me to question wisely in these areas. I will just ask if there's anything that we can do to benefit the contact or make the instrument more comfortable." I don't think that he went so awry, but I think that he didn't get the complicated teaching of the normal pre-incarnative, incarnative, post-incarnative cycle as it relates to activity or experience in time-space, space-time, back to time-space, how that then relates in general to wanderers, and specific to Carla's case, should she have had followed the negative entity who was luring her away. But I think his questions about UFOs were not going too far awry, but it is very difficult for anybody to question wisely in these areas. Yeah. So I think he did very fine, very well. Ra answers the concluding 7024. "You are most conscientious, and the alignments are especially good. We thank you, my friends, and have been glad to speak with you. We are attempting to be of the greatest aid to you by taking care not to deplete this instrument. Although a reserve remains, we will attempt from this working onward to keep this reserve, for this instrument has arranged its subconscious to accept this configuration." Meaning it's okay with Carla to not run to empty in terms of energy reserves, vital physical, in being used up in sessions, meaning to stop a little early. And Ra gives the concluding benediction. "I am Ra. You are all doing well, my friends. We leave you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. Go forth, therefore, rejoicing and glorying in the power and in the peace of the one infinite creator, Adonai." And that concludes session 70. Next time, we go to session 71. Session 71 begins with some material that was put into Book 5, Personal L&L, about spiritual community to some extent. We get into more of the heart of evolution by the questioning, looking at harvest and how catalyst is used for harvestability, and what happens after death, which is very useful. Meaning, what is the work done in time-space, as opposed to this work we're doing now in space-time? And some questions more about cosmology and astronomy, a lot about magic, and it's only 23 exchanges, but kind of deep, and more purely spiritual path questions. So that'll be all for today. So thanks for being here, and I appreciate the opportunity, and we're gathering momentum, rolling down the hill towards the final sessions in the next year. It'll still take us another year to finish this, if the world is still around. About 35 sessions to go. So anyway, thank you very much. I hope you're all well. I hope this benefits you and you make good use of it. Take good care, and good night.